Blog Talk Radio.
Can happen in here.
friend by the name of Bishop William Murphy. He says you gotta make your body language prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night, Bishop. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.
I am just one break.
I need you to prophesy to them and tell them you are just here.
Ministries where anything, hallelujah, can happen in here. Praise God. Why? Hallelujah, because the presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. And where the presence of the Lord is, hallelujah, anything can happen. Praise God. When Jesus, the very presence of God, walked this earth, glory to God, hallelujah, miracles happened. Blind eyes were healed. Hallelujah. Dead people got up out of the grave. Praise God. Hallelujah. People with issues, amen. For decades, amen, those issues were solved instantly because the presence of God, hallelujah, was there. I'm here to tell you that wherever you at today, praise God, hallelujah, whether it's still the morning or it's the afternoon, praise God, whether you're in your living room, whether you're at work, whether you're driving in your car, hallelujah, wherever you at right now, the presence of God is with you and anything can happen. Hallelujah, if you leave it on today. Praise God, anything can happen if you choose to believe it on today. The Bible says that those things that you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received it, and ye shall have it. Hallelujah. John 3:16 says that God gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. See, the trick is you got to believe it today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to believe it today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't believe it, it ain't going to happen for you. That's just the bottom line. Praise God. That's just the bottom line. Remember the Hebrew children? Praise God. Amen. They didn't enter the promised land for 40 years because they didn't believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to believe this thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you don't believe, amen, praise God, what are you in it for? Praise God. If you don't believe him, God, they don't believe God. Hallelujah. He's at work. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, we believe that God is still in control. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. So we thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in. I am your host, Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. And you know I got First Lady by my side. We have, amen, my brother in Christ, amen, Apostle Elder Nate Curry. We join us, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. We're going to have this Sabbath day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you on this morning, Lord. We want to thank you for allowing us to come together in a mighty way on the line on today. We want it dropped into our hearts, our minds, and our souls, and we are open. We are your word. Thank you, Dr. Hindu. Now, prevent us from hearing your word today. Getting on the line, from trying to prevent people from seeing the broadcast, Lord. Listen, I want your word to get out, but we bind and we rebuke and we cast him away in your son Jesus' name. Lord, we want you to know we love you. We adore you on today. Hallelujah. We lift you up high and holy. We bless your name. Hallelujah. For you are truly worthy. Praise. You are truly worthy. Be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up. Lord, you are magnificent. There is nothing like you in the world. Hallelujah. And we want you to know we love you. And we're praying. Praying. Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. On this morning, praise God. Once again, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that is tuned in. Hallelujah. Amen. This is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, hallelujah, where we speak the true and unadulterated word, hallelujah, of God. Praise God. We used to have a saying on one of our older programs, straight up and uncut, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give it, praise God. Unadulterated. Not hallelujah. You know, when you used to go to the clay, God, hallelujah. Cut, hallelujah. Some people can't take it. They may overdose on it. God. Hallelujah, amen. Because we coming with it wrong. Hallelujah, amen. And we go to scripture as we always do. And you know, I like to go to Psalms 100. Bless the name of the Lord. God may serve the Lord with gladness. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the praise. Hallelujah. On today, praise God, I want to look at verse. Glory to God. We're glad. Praise God. Serve the Lord. Amen. Serve the Lord with gladness. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Serve the Lord with gladness. Now, what does that mean to serve the Lord? Because some of us think that means, amen, just to come to church, amen, on Sunday and do whatever duties that we do in the church. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Contrary to the truth, praise God. The Bible says, amen, the time that's coming, when the Father seeketh those that worship me in spirit and in truth. And in truth, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. Some of y'all ain't serving them good in the church, much less outside. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. We got ushers with bad attitudes. Praise God. We got preachers in the pulpit that's hypocrites. Hallelujah. Amen. We got people in the choir. Hallelujah. Doing all kind of sins and fornication. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're not serving the Lord with gladness. We're serving ourselves with gladness. Hallelujah. Amen. Because to serve the Lord with gladness would be to conform to the image of his son, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. That means we walk like Christ. Amen. Paul said it like this. We have the mind of Christ, not our mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. You think because you sold some people to your seat or you preached a good sermon on Sunday, amen, that you have served God? Amen. Praise God. Well, how have you served them during the week? Hallelujah. Did you give your fellow employees a good word? Hallelujah. During the week. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Do you help those that need help? Hallelujah. That you see have a need. Praise God.
Amen.
Are you just serving yourself? Praise God. Hallelujah. And when you do help, when you do what the Lord tells you to do, what is your attitude when you're doing it? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask that question again. Hallelujah, amen. When you do serve the Lord, when you do tell God, when you do obey God, what kind of attitude do you have? Are you glad about it? Because the writer is telling us we are to serve the Lord with gladness. Now, how do I serve the Lord? The Bible says it so simply, hallelujah, when you saw your brother in need and you did not meet that need, hallelujah, you were doing that unto me. Praise God, hallelujah. They ask, when did we do this to you? Hallelujah, amen. When you saw your brother in this condition, I took it personally. Hallelujah. You didn't serve me. Oh, y'all ain't hear me, praise God. You didn't serve. See, when you're serving your brother, you really serving God. When you're serving your sister, you really serving God. He said, whosoever give this little one a drink of water in my name. Just a drink of water in my name. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. I'm going to bless you. Hallelujah. I'm going to exalt you. You will be the greatest in the kingdom. Why? Because you are serving me and you happy to be serving me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you giving to God, hallelujah, and giving to God's children, you got to be glad about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ought to be glad about it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. It's not just God telling you to be glad. You ought to be glad because you know whatever you reap, you gon' sow. Oh, glory to God. Whatever you reap, hallelujah, you gon' sow. So you ought to be glad, hallelujah, amen, about giving to those who are in need. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you see that person on the corner, give. Hallelujah, amen. If you have it to give, give. See, we always use these scriptures backwards. We don't use them the way they're supposed to be used. Glory to God, hallelujah. James said, faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. And we took that scripture and put it on the person who is in need. Hallelujah, praise God. But you go read the scripture for himself. Hallelujah. He said, why are you going to tell somebody that's hungry, go and be filled? And go on your way. And you can supply that need. How you going to tell somebody else to have faith? Hallelujah. Praise God. That God's going to supply their need. And God could have sent you to supply the need. Hallelujah. It's time to get this thing right, glory to God, because we've been saying it wrong too long. We've been putting burdens on people that they ain't supposed to have. Hallelujah. Praise God. You walk around here with a pocket full of money telling people what they need to do. Hallelujah. But God in the scriptures is telling you what you need to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said you saw your brother hungry, you didn't feed him. Hallelujah. You saw your brother thirsty, you didn't give him nothing to drink. You saw your brother homeless, you didn't give him a place to stay. Your brother was locked up, you didn't even go see him. Didn't write him a letter. Didn't put nothing on his books. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said when you doing this to people, you doing this to me. No wonder he said, how can you say you love God who you have never seen? Hallelujah. But you say you hate your brother who you see every day. Hallelujah. Praise God. How can you say you serve me and you looking out for me? Hallelujah. When your brother is the one that needs you. I don't need you. I own everything. Hallelujah. I don't need your help. You trying to help God? Hallelujah. You trying to help Ike? No. You the one need the help. Your brother the one need the help. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you don't serve the Lord with gladness. You think serving in the choir is serving me. You think, hallelujah, serving on the deacon board is serving me. You think being on the usher board is serving me. And you ain't even glad about doing that. Oh, my feet hurt. Hallelujah. All these people, hallelujah, amen. And they don't never get the sermon. Hallelujah. I don't never get the solo. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's all about you. But the time has come, and it is now. You are to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. You are to be glad. Praise God. You need to change your attitude. You need to change your perspective, and maybe then your life will change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, we want to thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is Out of the Mouth of God, Hallelujah Ministries, praise God. And we want to welcome you to our Sabbath day service. I'm your host, Elder Andre, a.k.a. The preachers is in the building. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And, of course, we got my brother in Christ all the way from the West Coast. Amen. Representing L.A. is in the house. Amen. And he's going to come forth and bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So without further ado, praise God, it's time to put your bibs on because the main course is about to be served. Praise God. Serving up the main course on this Sabbath day is my brother in Christ, representing the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, is none other, hallelujah, than the Holy Apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Somebody put those hands together and give God a praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He hallelujah. Is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless God on today. Amen. Thank him for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way, enabling us to see another beautiful, wonderful day. Amen. Amen. It's a blessing each time we can be able to wake up and give God glory. Amen. Amen. If you know that this morning, come on and give him some more praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, like Elder was saying, come on and serve the Lord what with gladness. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. We should be glad to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. There's no better job in the world than serving him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Giving honor to him this morning, to the anointing of God. Amen. That is on my life. Amen. Giving honor to my dear, dear brother. Amen. From another mother. Hallelujah. Thanking God on this morning for Elder Andre. Amen. Come on, give God praise for the man of God this morning. Hallelujah.
Bless you, my brother. Amen. Bless you.
Amen. And to my beautiful wife this morning. Amen. My queen this morning. Giving honor to her this morning. To my children. Hallelujah. God is good. God is really good. Amen. We thank God on this morning. Amen. I want to look at something this morning that the Lord gave me while I was in prayer. Amen. I want you to focus on the word wrestle. Wrestle. I want you to think about wrestling. You know, you have the good versus the bad. Nowadays, you don't know who's who now because both seem to be bad now. So they just got wrestling now. Amen. But back in the day, it used to be the good guy versus the bad guy. Amen. And here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, I really want to look at that word wrestle. Because how many know that we're in a wrestling match? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're in a wrestling match. Come on here, somebody. But I'm going to give you what God gave to me because I ain't never heard nobody break it down like this before, like the Holy Ghost gave it to me. So I'm going to give it to you the same way because it blessed my soul. And it encouraged me to stay on top of the enemy. And tell you to leave him in the chokehold. Don't let up. Just because he kicked, that don't mean that you stop applying the pressure. Keep on applying the pressure. Because we in a what? Wrestling match. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Before we go in, let's have a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for the entrance of your word. You said the entrance of your word giveth light to us. So we thank you, Lord. You said your word will not return into you void, but accomplish that which you sent it out to do. We thank you for the power of your word, for your word never fails. We thank you, O God, this morning. Give us your bread from heaven so that we might live. You said that we shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of your mouth. So we thank you, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for your word because your word cannot fail. And we thank you for victory over the enemy. Father, we bind and rebuke everything that the enemy and his imps would try to do, all the wiles of the enemy. We thank you for victory over the enemy. Even right now, we give you praise, God, that he is a defeated foe, and we thank you for victory and power over him. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Let's go back in Ephesians. Chapter 6, beginning with verse 12. Everybody there? Amen. Everybody in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12? Amen. And what does the Lord read? It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." That's the first thing we got to get in our mind, that the wrestling match is not in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
The wrestling match is not against the person we see on the outside, but the person we see on the inside, and also against demons that have been released, and we're going to get into that too, to wrestle against us. It says, but against principalities. I want you to circle that word principalities. Are y'all still with me this morning?
Amen.
But against principalities, against powers. Somebody say powers.
Powers.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, as we look at this word wrestle, this is what the Lord gave me on this show. He said, the one place that we always wrestle is in our mind. There's a wrestling match going on in our minds. Come on here, somebody. And the only way to defeat the enemy is to defeat him mentally in our minds. Come on here, somebody. That's why we got to understand that every time that he throws a thought in our mind and we're able to cast that thought down and not act on that thought, that's a victory over the enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Because the battle, the wrestling match is either won or lost in the mind. So once we can conquer him in our mind, then he is no longer able to operate against us any other way. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And where he tricked us at is in the fact that he tries to make us think that it is in the natural that we're wrestling. So he got us looking at the person and not looking at him that is operating behind the person. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then when we don't wrestle with the right person, we lose the match. Come on here, somebody. That's why we got to stop looking at the person and look at the spirit that's operating behind the person, because the wrestling that we're doing is not physical as much as mental. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why Yahshua said, take no thought saying. We got to learn when to cast down imaginations. Come on here, somebody. And every thought that would exalt itself against what? The knowledge of God. Come on here, somebody. And that's how the enemy tricks us, because he calls us to think that it's the individual. Because remember, the mind is neither good nor evil. It is occupied by the one who we allow to drive it. It's like a steering wheel on a car. A car is neither good nor bad. It depends on the person that's behind the wheel. Come on here, somebody. I don't know if y'all with me this morning. Hallelujah. We looking at the car, but it's not the car. It's the person driving. Come on here, somebody. And it's the same way with our mind. The mind is either good or bad. It depends on who we allow to control our mind. Come on here, somebody. That's why the word of God said, for we wrestle not. It's a wrestling match against flesh and blood. We got to eliminate the fact that it is a person more than the fact that it is a spirit that is in the person that's causing them to do what they do. Come on and give God some praise right in here. Hallelujah.
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 We're getting all mad. We're getting all out of character. Come on, you know, I just want to beat down. But when we beat down a person, or either we fight a person, we still losing the battle because we done got in the flesh. Come on here, somebody. And then it might cost us more than we're willing to pay, because even if we do end up winning the fight over the person, we still got to deal with the consequences behind what it might cost us after we finish. Come on here, somebody. Your flesh might feel better, but what is the consequence and the cost that it's going to bring? Come on here, somebody. Why? Because we didn't look at who we were really fighting. Hallelujah. We got caught up into the person, and the devil said, see, I tricked you, because it wasn't really them. It was me operating behind them, but I got you to get so out of order that now I'm able to put you in a situation that you're going to be locked up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, watch who you're wrestling against. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Know that it's not who you think. Hallelujah. That's why we got to stay strong in prayer. And that's why Paul encourages us after we understand we're in a wrestling match to put on the armor. But we can't put the armor on till we first understand who we're wrestling against and how to wrestle against the enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Today, God's going to give us victory in our mindset. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because when you and I get our mind right, then there's nothing else that the devil can fight us with. Come on here, somebody. See, when your mind is right, then you're able to fight him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Stay with me this morning. Glory to God. When you're able to get your mind right, then you become a threat to him. Come on here, somebody, because he ain't got no more playground to play on. Come on here, somebody. He ain't got no other avenue to come at you with, because now you are mentally strong enough, amen, to put him in his place and to rule over him. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, let's look at what principalities are. It says principalities and powers in the Bible are levels of demons or the presence of demonic activity. How many know that levels? Principality is the highest ranked demons in the enemy camp. Come on here, somebody. They control cities. Amen. They control countries. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They control territory. Hallelujah.
Yes, they do.
So the first thing you going to run into is a principality. And every principality has a city, has a territory, has a block that they control. Come on here, somebody. And it says these beings are real. And their primary goal, check this out, child of God, is to kill, injure, worry, destroy, vex, harass, irritate, confuse, frustrate, and bother humans. Come on here, somebody. How many know that that's a lot? Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
To be wrestled against on a daily basis. Where you don't get no break. Amen. Ain't no vacation. It's just continual warfare. But how many know that every time we speak the word of God over our life, every time we speak the word of God to our mind, every time we speak the word of God to our heart, amen, we are able now, amen, to defeat the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Tell your neighbor, don't stop wrestling.
Don't stop wrestling.
This is all to get back at God for kicking the devil out of heaven. Come on here, somebody. So since he can't go back to heaven, he decided to wage war on all of the children of God. But how many know that you got to fight back in this battle? You know, you don't take nothing lying down, glory to God, but you got to know how to fight in order to pin the devil and get him off of you. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, and sealing his fate to hell and then transferring into the lake of fire. Come on here, somebody. So he's mad that he got to go into the lake of fire, and he's trying to take everybody he can with him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But how many know that we ain't going to a place that wasn't made for us? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the only way you're going to do that is get the victory in your mind. So it says, the goal is to cause as much damage to humans as God will allow. These beings are a part of the rank of the kingdom of darkness. include fallen angels that were kicked out of heaven with Lucifer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So not only are we wrestling against the devil, but we wrestling against all the fallen angels that fell with him. Come on here, somebody. They're bought into his lie. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can't stop wrestling, child of God, because
God is saying, I'm giving you victory. Somebody say victory.
Victory.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says,
how many know that Lucifer means light bearer?
Amen.
But that's the false light that he's operating up under. Amen. Because the Bible says that he can also transform himself into an angel of light. But the transformation can only stand for so long. Come on here, somebody. Because that's not his real or true appearance. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We can't fall for the false light that appears to be holy or appears to be godly, but really is not. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that the enemy still got a gift? He just don't have the anointing with the gift. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because his gift was music. His gift was worship. But God wouldn't let him stay there because he wanted to worship what? For himself. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that God ain't going to share his glory with nobody?
Amen.
And it didn't take the enemy long to recognize that because he didn't stay there long, glory to God. Because God saw what? His heart. He said, you were good until iniquity, hidden sin, was found in you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God know everybody's heart and everything that go on around him? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
And so they were kicked out of heaven. And it says the intent of the spirit is to hinder the purpose of God on earth and to take as many people as possible with them to hell in the process. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
It says a lot of what spirits stand for has been glamorized through media, books, songs, and other outlets. Come on here, somebody. Everything in the world is to turn our heart from God and to cause people to worship the devil. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We think it's harmless, but nothing is harmless if it can get you to turn away from the God that made you. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
That's why the Bible said, what would it profit a man if he gained the world and lose his soul? Come on here, somebody. Inside of the soul has three compartments, the intellect, will, and emotion. Are y'all still with me this morning? The intellectual part of the soul is the mental of the soul. So inside of the soul is the mindset. That's why the enemy desires the soul. That if he can get your soul, he can get your mind. Come on here, somebody. So you got to wrestle him and pin him and let him know, no, you ain't got nothing coming here. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Woo. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
But how many know you can't wrestle if you don't know the word? Come on here, somebody. So that's why the devil keep you out the word, because he know you ain't even got a chance if you don't know the word, because the word is the only thing that can pin him. Come on here, somebody. Stay with me this morning. It's the only thing that can keep him on the mat. It's the only thing that can choke him out. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Because you try to wrestle him without the word and you already defeated. Why? Because he can defeat everything else, but he can't defeat the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So he'll give you every excuse not to get in the word, because he don't want you getting the word. Then you got power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, stay in your word, neighbor. Amen, amen. Don't you come out that word. Amen. Whatever you do, amen, get that word in you, so when it's time to wrestle, you will have something to pin him with. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But what makes the word even more powerful, child of God, is when you're able to do the word. Come on here, somebody. Because you can have the word, but if you don't do the word, if you don't live the word, you still can't defeat him. Come on here, somebody. Because the Bible says, for us not to be just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Because if we don't be doers of the word, we deceive our own self. It's not the devil tricking us. We tricking ourselves. Come on here, somebody. Okay, your neighbor said, neighbor, don't just have the word, do the word. Come on here, somebody. Do the word. We got to be doers. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, just do it. Come on here, somebody. Don't think about it. Just do it. Because when you think about it, then you give the enemy a chance to come in and stop you from doing what God wants you to do. Somebody give God a praise.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
But look how crafty the enemy is. He says, however Christian material, films, books, songs, magazines, etc., do have a presence in society and are gaining as the appetite of the public desires something better to feed off. Come on here, somebody. Amen. All of these things are distractions. Come on here, somebody. Nothing can help us defeat the enemy more than the word.
Now, I want you to listen real closely to this, child of God. Check this out. Witches really exist. Let me say that again. Witches really exist. These are people who communicate with the dead that are passed by spirit.
Did y'all catch that? Are y'all still there with me this morning?
I'm on it.
Did you hear what they said about witches? Witches really exist. Now I'm going to say this. The difference between a witch and a warlock is that the witch is a female and the warlock is the male. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
But both of them practice their craft, witchcraft. Both of them practice their craft. Now, let me read again what it says. It says, these are people who communicate with the dead. Come on here, somebody. What can the dead do for us if they done gone on to the other side? Because if you didn't do what you could do when you was alive, amen, ain't no way you could help now that you've gone on to the other side of where God has predestined you to be. Come on here, somebody. We not to have no communication with the dead. It don't mean that we can't honor them, but it don't mean that we talk to them. Who are we supposed to be talking to, y'all? The Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. We're supposed to be talking to God. Hallelujah. Anything outside of him is what? Divination. I don't know if y'all can still hear me this morning. Hallelujah. But I hope this helps somebody. Anything outside of God is divination.
It says, so what can the what we use to think was a bunch of hocus pocus has legitimate background in some respects, because demonic spirits can camouflage themselves. Come on here.
2 Corinthians 11:14 says, and no marvel light. Come on here, somebody. So we got to make sure that we following what? The right light. Come on here, somebody. Because there's a lot of people that are saying that they're operating by the Spirit of God, and they really operating through witchcraft and divination. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Anything that is not done through the obedience of God is witchcraft. Are y'all still with me this morning?
Amen.
I don't care who you are. If you're not walking in obedience to God, you operate in witchcraft and divination. And let me say this while I'm in this vein. Holy Ghost says, speak, boy, speak. And God is going to expose who you are. Come on here, somebody. You might be able to hide behind God for a minute, but it won't be even a minute before God let the people know that's not me. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
That's why it's so important for us to walk in obedience to God, so God can then allow his power to operate through us, and we ain't got to channel no witch. We ain't got to operate in with no warlock. We ain't got to have no kind of demonic spirits. Hallelujah. Working behind the scenes. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody give God another shout. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We can't hear you, Apostle.
A murder hovering over it. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the spirit of murder is a principality? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And you can feel that spirit when you walk into certain cities. Come on here, somebody. Because of the bodies that it have already murdered. Come on here, somebody. So that spirit is fed off of the bodies that it has already murdered. Come on here, somebody. And everybody cannot conquer a principality. Come on here, somebody. Everybody can't fight against a principality. Are y'all hearing me this morning?
Amen.
That's why Yahshua had what? Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, because there's levels to this thing. Come on here, somebody. People talk about, ain't no more apostles. All of them went out with the Bible. That's a lie. God still have apostles. I'm one that God has chosen and elected to be an apostle. How many know that you can't choose and elect yourself? Come on here, somebody. Why? Because if you do that, the devil gonna beat the hell out you. Come on here, somebody. You got to make sure that God appoints you to this thing. Because if God appoints you, he will anoint you and he will keep you. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
You might want to fight the devil, but you better make sure that God takes you through the process so that you are able to stand against the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Because the enemy ain't no joke. Come on here, somebody. People take it lightly. No, no, no. Don't you take it lightly, because you could lose your soul behind this. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. God is saying, let me elect you. Hallelujah. Let me appoint you. Come on here, somebody. That way you have a chance to win the fight.
Yes,
come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
These beings cover territory. Their presence is felt in cities. Some cities may have a principality of murder hovering over it. Another city may have a hindrance principality operating in their region. Hindrance spirit is sent to stop or make sure that the word of God does not move effectively in that city. Come on here, somebody. The hindrance spirit is there to make sure it try to stop the word from going forward. Come on here, somebody.
there are spirits of demons of drugs that cover cities. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why you feel that demon the minute you enter that city. Come on here, somebody. That's called a chief spirit. I don't know if y'all can hear me this morning. That's called a chief spirit.
Amen.
And how many know that the demons know who's who? Come on here, somebody. They know us. The minute we enter into a city, the demons know who we are. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
I was hearing somebody say to me, talking about apostle, I want the devil to know who I am. I said, don't worry. He do. He know who you is. Glory to God. You ain't got to worry about you want him to know. He already know. Amen. The one that jumped on the seven sons of Sceva, he told him, he said, Paul, I know. Notice who he started off with first. Paul. He didn't even start off with Jesus first. He said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who in the hell are you? Come on, here, somebody.
Come on, preacher.
Let me say this, too. Everybody can't cast out no demon. Come on here, somebody. You got to make sure you have the real anointing of the Holy Ghost before you come and try to bother a demon. Because if you go without the Holy Ghost and the power of God, that demon going to jump on you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because the devil knows who's who. Come on here, somebody. That's just like a crypt going in a blood territory. It's like a blood going in a crypt territory. Everybody know what? Who's who? Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Child of God, you got to understand this wrestling is real. Come on here, somebody. And if you don't conquer the devil in your mind, you ain't going to never win the wrestling match. He's going to continue to keep you pent. Come on here, somebody. You're going to be, amen, kicking, amen, amen, hollering out for help, amen. But God said once you get your mind right, and you allow me to deliver you in your mind, you ain't got to worry about winning another match. Amen. Because you're going to pin the devil down, and he ain't going to be able to get up. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And then the Bible says, and the rulers of the darkness of this world. How many know that this whole system is set up by the devil himself? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I can't hear nobody. Hallelujah. We trying to pray for the government. And God said, what you praying for something that's demonically set up? Come on here, somebody. How we think that praying for the devil's kingdom is going to help anything? The only thing we should be praying is that God bring it down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because they're not concerned about the things of God. Come on here, somebody. And it's a what? Wrestling match. And we're wondering why we feel all this satanic pressure on our mind. We're wondering why. I mean, every time we turn around, the devil is trying to talk in our ear. Let me give you some good news, child of God. Amen. The enemy can't talk in my ear no more. Amen. He can't mess with my mind neither. Amen. Because every time he try to come, I pin him. I put him in a chokehold. I try to choke the life out of him. Hallelujah. Spiritually, glory to God. Hallelujah. There is victory once we allow God to give us the victory. But let me tell you something, child of God. I had to allow God to take my earthly mind and give me his mind. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, there is victory in your mind. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God.
Have y'all looked in the eyes of Biden? Have y'all looked in the eyes of the vice president? Have you seen how black their eyes are? Amen. That means that they ain't got no soul. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, once you look into somebody's eyes and you don't see nothing but blackness, that means that they done gave their soul to the devil. Yeah. Are y'all hearing me this morning? Why? Because, you know, that saying that the eyes are the windows to the soul. If you want to know if a person still has their soul and their soul has been given to the Lord, look in their eyes. Their eyes will let you know. if they still have the light of God in them. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And then the word of God says, hey, that's why some people be wearing glasses, because they don't want you to see their eyes. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because they're trying to cover up. Come on here, somebody. But how many know you can't cover up? God is still will allow us to see who you are. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then the Bible says, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Like the Holy Ghost is saying, there's levels to this thing. Come on here, somebody. But you know what hit my spirit, child of God? What hit my spirit was the church. Because what's the highest spiritual warfare that's going on? It's in the church. Oh, Apostle, why would you say that? Do you know that it's the Pope that run the president? Oh, speak, Holy Ghost. The president has to give an account to the Pope, and the Pope give him the orders that he want him to carry out. Come on here, somebody. The president is not in there for us. Let me say that again. The president is not in there for us. He's in there to make sure that Satan's laws are carried out. Ooh, it's quiet on the line this morning. Somebody give God a praise. Have you ever wondered why you go through so much mental warfare in church? Come on here, somebody. Hey, amen. You be trying to hear the word and the devil mess with your mind at the same time. You trying to rebuke the devil and hear the word, and you trying to figure out, why am I going through so much warfare?
Amen.
Because you're dealing with religious demons. Religious demons are demons that have been assigned to the church because they know the word, and their job is to twist the word up, amen, so you don't get the real meaning or understand the word, because the enemy don't want you to understand the word. He only, he's not even concerned with you hearing the word. He don't care if you hear it. Just don't let them understand it. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Because the minute you understand the word, then that's when deliverance comes, and he can no longer hold you or wrestle against you the way he was wrestling. Come on here, somebody. So my prayer this morning is that God will bring what? Understanding, Lord. Let them understand what's going on, Lord. Don't let them just hear the word. Give them an understanding. Amen. Because wisdom is the principal thing, but in all your wisdom, get what? An understanding. Because once I get an understanding, you can't do what? Mess with my mind no more. Hallelujah. Somebody pray and give God praise for an understanding. Lord, help me to understand the word of God this morning. Hallelujah. Help me to understand how to wrestle the enemy in my mind. Help me to understand how to pin him so that he don't have a leeway in my mind, in my thoughts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In my imaginations. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Once you get that understanding, beloved, you ain't got to worry about the enemy, because God is saying you'll put him to a flight, because you'll start speaking that word, and he'll have to go. I know the words that that God has had me to speak right now, it's affecting principalities. It's affecting powers. Hallelujah. It's affecting the rulers of this present world. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why the Lord said, be in the world, but don't be of it. Come on here, somebody. Because once we become of it, then the enemy is able to do what? Take your mind from you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let me share with you, beloved, before I close. I got two more scriptures I want to take us into to show you how real this thing is. I want you to go with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Are you there? Hallelujah. Are you ready for this, saints of God? Are you ready for this? Ephesians 2, verse 1. And he says, and you have he quickened. That word quickened means that he has brought you from the dead. Come on here, somebody. That word quickened means that you were once dead, but God has quickened you and brought you back to life. Come on here, somebody. Who were dead in trespasses and sins. Come on here, somebody. That's what we were dead to. Amen. Trespasses and sin. Amen. But in verse 2, it says, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world. When we were in the world and walking according to the path that the world had. Come on here, somebody. We was following the world. Are y'all still with me today? Hallelujah. Are y'all still with me right now? Glory to God. So when we walk in the world in time past, he said, but according to the prince of the power of the air. So the enemy, the devil, is the prince of the power of the air, and he controls everything that go on in the world. Are you understanding that, child of God? So Yahshua is saying to us, in times past, we walked according to the path that Satan had us on. But when he saved us, he quickened us and brought us back from the dead. We were the walking dead. We were zombies, glory to God. And God says, I brought you back from the dead. Come on here, somebody. Somebody ought to give God praise right there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And then look at what it says. He says that Satan is what? The prince of the power of the air. What did we just talk about? Principalities. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, it's in the air. Come on here, somebody. It's in the air. They don't put everything what in the air. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. As soon as we step outside, it's a fight. Lord God, as soon as we go inside, it's a fight. It's in the air. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
It's in the air.
And to expose the enemy even more, he done put crim shells in the air. That's what those airplanes, amen, be casting down into the air. When you see that white substance, that's crim shells, hallelujah, and they're designed to poison the air so we can't breathe. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah, and to make the air more toxic. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, you got to watch out, it's in the air, it's in the air. You got to keep your praise on you 24/7. It's in the air. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Yes.
And it says, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. There's a spirit of disobedience in the air. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
That's why it's so hard for us to obey God, because we're wrestling against a spirit of disobedience. What? That's in the air. It's a spirit that wants you to disobey God. It's a spirit that don't want you to do right. I tell somebody, I said, don't stop wrestling, though, neighbor. Amen. Don't stop wrestling. Amen. Continue to wrestle, because God has given you what? The victory. Come on here, somebody. But you got to get the victory in your mind over the devil. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't you know that there's a spirit that's fighting you to praise God? Come on here, somebody. The devil don't want you to praise God. Why? Because he know that when you praise God, that they give you victory over him. Come on here, somebody. And it calls you to believe the word more.
Yes,
come on
Lord,
here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It calls that word to go down in your spiritual belly. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Yeah, you might be eating the word, but you don't digest the word till you praise him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
So your praise is helping you to digest what God is saying. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God some more praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then verse 3 says, among whom also we all had our conversations in time past in the lust of our flesh. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and what? Of the mind. Come on, Yaban. You can't go out and commit sin until you first, amen, allow your mind to get the concept of that thing. Hallelujah. It first began in your mind. Come on here, somebody. Because the lust of the flesh and the desires of the flesh can't be fulfilled until you first fulfill it in your mind. You first got to see it in your mind, then you go out and do it. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
That's why God said we got to keep our mind right so we don't go off into the what? The lust of the flesh. Come on here, somebody. That word lust means strong desire. It means that the desire has taken you over, and you won't be satisfied until you fulfill the desire of your flesh. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, hallelujah.
And it says, and we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Come on here, somebody. So it means that the enemy had got into our nature. Come on here, somebody. It made our very nature filthy, made our very nature nasty. And God is saying, look what I've done for you. I cleaned you up through the blood. And now, glory to God.
Come on.
You ain't got to serve the devil no more. Hallelujah. You ain't got to be his slave no more. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise for it.
Thank you. No more.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. But look at what verse 4 says. He says, but God who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us. Somebody thank God for the love. Come on here, somebody. It was because he loved me more than the devil. Come on here, somebody. Oh, speak, Holy Ghost. It was because he loved me more than the devil. He didn't want me to stay in my mess. He didn't want me to stay in my filth. Glory to God. So he gave me victory over my mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to give our mind to God, amen, because our mind, when we come out, amen, it get polluted by the world. Come on here, somebody. We come here pure, but by the time we get here, and there's so much, amen, demonic activity that it is already polluted our mind. Yeah. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So even though my mind come here pure, my mind can't stay pure because I got too much demonic activity. I'm wrestling, glory to God. I'm wrestling, glory to God. I'm wrestling every second. I'm wrestling every minute. I'm wrestling every hour. And I wonder if anybody can help me in the wrestle. Can't nobody help you because they wrestling too. Come on here, somebody. We run to people for help, but we run to people, and they saying, I'm wrestling too. Amen. I got the same wrestling match. I'm in the same wrestling match you in. I want to tag you, but the enemy won't let me. Come on here, somebody. I want to give you some help, but the enemy won't let me. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Tell somebody the only somebody that can help you in your wrestling match is God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And the reason why he delivered us, child of God, is because he loved us more than the devil did. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy. Come on here, somebody. Somebody thank God for the mercy. Come on here. God has mercy on us. He said, the reason why I ain't going to send you to hell, glory to God, because my mercy won't let me. Come on here, somebody. I know you wrestling. I know you struggling. Glory to God. And I'm not going to send you to hell, but I'm going to come do what? Help you. I'm going to come and save your mind. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For his great love wherein he loved us. Verse 5, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. That word Christ means the anointing. In other words, he sent the anointing to quicken us. Amen. To give us everlasting life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God this morning. He sent the anointing. Somebody praise him for the anointing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the anointing. Hallelujah.
Hey, shout out to the Most High. The anointing represents the presence of God, his visible presence of God. So he sent his presence, glory to God, to save us. Come on here, somebody. And then it says in Corinthians, he says, by grace ye are saved. Come on here, somebody. By grace, by God, our favor. Amen. We are saved. That's why we can't take no credit for it. Amen. Because it's not of works, glory to God. Because remember, amen, the Holy Ghost gave us that the work is what? Finished, just completed. So because of the finished work, he was able to come save us, glory to God, out of the devil's grip, out of the devil's pawn shop. Come on here, somebody, because all of our minds have been in the devil's pawn shop. But the Lord came, glory to God, and delivered us. He came and bought us back. Come on here, somebody. He came and asked, how much are they? Amen. How much is she worth? Glory to God. And he paid the price. Come on, somebody, and give God a praise. Come on and give God the glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I'm going to read this, and then we're going to go into the next passage of scripture. And he says, and he has raised us up, verse 6, together. He has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Notice it didn't say Jesus Christ. It said in Christ Jesus. Anytime you see that in Christ Jesus, that means the anointed Savior. Come on here, somebody.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
So he has made us to sit in heavenly places. See, amen, you got to find your heavenly place in him. And see, you have a place in him in heaven. Amen. God is saying, you trying to find a place here. God said, no. The victory is not here. I have a heavenly place that I've already seated you in that has given you what? Victory. Oh, please catch that, child of God.
God, hallelujah.
That's why the enemy don't want you to get into prayer, because he knows that once you get into prayer, then you are getting your heavenly place. And he can no longer attack you in your mind. Come on here, somebody. And let me give you another nugget. While the Holy Ghost is throwing out, boy, he's throwing out all kinds of nuggets this morning. Let me tell you something. Stop trying to pray out of your mind. Your mind wasn't designed to pray. Let me say it again. Stop trying to pray out of your mind if your mind is not fully given to Yahshua. Why? Because the mind is not designed to pray. Your spirit is designed to pray. We pray out of our spirit, out of our spirit, out of your heart, not out of your mind, because your mind is not able to go to the places in God until your mind has been renewed. Come on here, somebody. Did y'all catch that this morning?
Yes.
Are y'all still with me?
Amen.
A lot of us is trying to pray out of our mind, and we don't understand why we can't pray, because our mind is not where we're supposed to pray from. Our spirit, man, our heart is where we're supposed to pray from. And God is saying, if you'll call unto me out of your heart, out of your spirit, then I will hear you and I will answer you. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Then verse 7, it says, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceedingly riches of his glory in his kindness toward us, through Christ Jesus. Come on here, somebody. So this salvation lasts throughout the ages. Amen. Amen. You don't, me and you will never stop being saved. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because God was and is and is to come. He's in every tent. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
That's why the Bible says in verse 8, for by grace are ye saved, through faith. Come on here, somebody. And that word faith actually means confidence. Amen. Through confidence in the finished work. Come on here, somebody. So I got confidence in the work that he has completed, that it has saved me for all eternity. Oh, I wish somebody would help me praise him right there. I got confidence.
Yeah.
In the finished work that he has done, that this work will save me throughout all eternity. Come on here, somebody. And that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Hallelujah. Somebody say gift of God.
Gift of God.
gift of God.
How many of you know that every gift God gives is a good gift? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and I'm going to tell you this, child of God. Everything you need is in that gift. Come on here, somebody. You ain't got to go nowhere outside of your salvation to get anything. Come on here, somebody. God gave us everything we needed in our gift. Oh, y'all didn't catch that. I don't hear no praises going up to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We trying to find other avenues than God is saying, but it's in the gift that I gave you. When I saved your soul, I gave you everything you would ever need.
Yeah.
That's why the Bible says in verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He finished the work. Glory to God. All we got to do is boast in the work that he's already done. Amen. He said, if I hadn't have done the work, then that would give you a chance to boast. But God said, you can't boast about nothing but what I've already done for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. What he's already done. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to be praising him right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody, today you're going to end up wrestling the devil and pinning him, and he ain't going to never mess with you again in your mind. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm decreeing that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you're going to understand the work that God has done for you. Come on here, somebody. It's going to, your mind going to get to understanding. Your heart already got it. Your mind got to catch up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Wow. Lord.
Hey, glory to God. Somebody getting it right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm getting it in my mind right now. Amen. God said, amen, I've already done it. Amen. You ain't got to look for me to do it. I've already done it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you once were curious of disobedience, but you're not a child of disobedience no more. Come on here, somebody. Tell
yes,
somebody,
Lord.
Say, amen, you're a new creature now. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Tell somebody, say, you're a new creature now. You ain't the old creature. You're a new creature. Somebody give God praise right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come with me right quickly, child of God, and we're going to wrap it up on this one. Amen. You might get your shouting on this one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Come with me to Philippians chapter 2. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Is everybody there? Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Glory to God. You can get your shout on right here. Because the Lord is going to have me to break it down to you where you can understand what this word is saying right here. The word of God says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, he said, let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Come on here, somebody. Now, let's go back up. He said, let. That word let in the Greek means allow. God is saying, allow me to give you my mind. Come on here, somebody. And then it says, let this mind. Now, circle that word mind right there. That word mind means attitude. God is saying, yeah, you love me, but I want to give you a new attitude. Come on here, somebody. Amen. This ain't Patti LaBelle. This is God talking. He said, yeah, you love me, but you need a new attitude. Come on here, somebody. Because when I give you my mind, it's going to give you what? A new attitude. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Yeah, amen. We stand there. We love him, but our attitude, amen. God said, I need your attitude to be right. Come on here, somebody. So what he's actually saying is let this attitude be in you. Mm-hmm. Which is also in Christ Jesus. Come on here, somebody. I noticed that it said was. Amen. In him. Amen. Because he said, now I want to give what was in me in you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody praise God right now. Amen. Because he's giving you now a new attitude. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm.
How many know that we can't serve the Lord with gladness until we got a new attitude? Glory to God. How many know that we can't make a joyful noise until he give us a new attitude? How many know that we can't appreciate being the sheep of his pastor until he give us what? A new attitude. Come on here, somebody. Hey, tell somebody, say, neighbor, I got a new attitude.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah to God. Yay. I got a new attitude. See, the old attitude would have had me to come and cuss somebody out and knock somebody out. But this here new attitude got me praying for you. Glory to God. Because I know you don't understand what kind of wrestling match you in. Come on here, somebody. This here old attitude would have had me to come, glory to God, and confront you. But this new attitude is just having me to speak the word of God over you. Glory to God, that God will intervene. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The old attitude would have been all in fear. Hallelujah. Be afraid and worried about everything. So the new attitude is saying, amen. Amen. Don't you worry about fear, because God hasn't given you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. Somebody give God praise for a new attitude. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God is so good. Hallelujah. We're going to close it up right there. Somebody give God another shout. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
God is so wonderful. God is so awesome. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody understand what the Lord said this morning? Come on here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Glory to God. God has given us the secret to conquering our thoughts. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And remember what the Lord said. A thought doesn't come reality until we speak it. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Glory to God. And if you ain't careful, the devil will use your own mouth to kill you with. Come on here, somebody. Amen. But conquer your thoughts. Come on here, somebody. Cast down thoughts. We cast down thoughts, but when a thought comes, we put the word. We speak the word and not the thought. Come on here, somebody. Let me help you this morning. Glory to God. If you want to conquer your thought life, don't speak the thought, speak the word of God, and let the word of God come out of your mouth, and it will conquer your thought. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
give God
Lord.
Praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me speak that again. If you want to get the victory in your thought life, when the enemy come with his thoughts, you speak the word of God out of your mouth, not the thought, and the word of God will conquer that thought. It will cast that thought out of your head. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the glory. Amen. God has given us the key to conquering the enemy in the wrestling match. Come on here, somebody. I tell somebody, I got victory over the enemy now. Glory to God. I'm going to put him in a chokehold, in a full Nelson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to put him in a figure four lock. Come on here, somebody. That's a leg lock. Glory to God. They can break your leg. They can break your ankle. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God is saying, when you learn how to wrestle in the spirit, then the enemy is no longer a threat to you. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Elder, while the Spirit of God is moving. Come on again. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. We've already won. Praise God. We've won the rest. Praise God. Getting out of the whole armor.
Thank you, Lord.
Down with the word.
Mm.
As the man of God was talking, you know wrestling, they got a finishing move. Stone Cold Steve Austin had the Stone Cold.
Yeah.
The rock bottom and
yes, hello.
Hallelujah, praise God. And praise God. Can y'all hear me? Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's why, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. They tried to lie to us as kids. Hallelujah. Mm. Stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is a lie. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm. Words are powerful. But they tried to brainwash us. See how they started? They
yeah,
started.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So they wouldn't, so we wouldn't start powerful. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when you tell the enemy he got to flee, he got to flee. Why do you think Jesus trained his disciples in demons so much? Glory to God. Well, how you know he did that, Elder? Hallelujah. Because when they came back, they said, even the spirits obey us.
Yes, ascending to us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise God. When we use your name, they obey us. They got to do, hallelujah, what we tell them to do. Hallelujah, praise God. We have power. When the power over the enemy, it's more than just he got to tell us. We got to tell him what to do, and he got to do it.
Amen, amen, amen.
What the enemy don't want you to know.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
That's why they try to take the power, hallelujah, out of the name of Jesus or out of the name of Yahshua, hallelujah, and they try to, amen, disrupt, hallelujah, and say, well, Jesus wasn't this and Yahshua wasn't that and we ain't got no proof, ain't no tomb, hallelujah, praise God, because they don't how much power it is in the name. If it ain't power in his name, how come time?
Yes, Lord.
How time start over when a man is born? Hallelujah.
Wow.
I was born in 1978. It didn't turn to zero. It's still 1978. Hallelujah. I don't know. But all I know is it flipped to zero. Hallelujah, praise
God.
Some power in the name. The Bible says, praise God, amen, that Josephus, he says, amen, if they thought John the baby born, they thought, amen, the baby was dead. The baby had not moved. Hallelujah. But then Mary entered the room. Praise God.
Mm.
Jesus wasn't even born, Lord have mercy, but the power that was in him, hallelujah.
Wow.
To a baby, that's why the Bible emphasizes that he leaped. Praise God.
Mm.
Hallelujah, amen, because when you do your research, you'll find out they thought that baby hallelujah, praise God. And she was going to have to deliver a dead baby until, hallelujah, praise God, Mary walked into the room. Hallelujah. There was power, hallelujah, in the name. Hallelujah. All we got to use it.
Amen. Amen.
We've been talking all week long about the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. Praise
amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Let's start using the tongue on these devils.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Your job and your coworkers start look like they're gonna start say, "Devil, I rebuke you." Look your coworkers.
Come on.
Your coworkers. Devil in him. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
If you cuss us out, we need to bless them.
Yes, Lord.
Touching this so and so. Well, God bless you, brother. God
come on.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God.
Praise God. Amen. There are power in our words.
Yes, it is.
These demons punk you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Letting these demons set your mood of the day. Hallelujah. Let these demons, you man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You have a purpose. You have a destiny. You ain't got time, hallelujah, to stop and get in a fight with no demons. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You
come
need
on.
To refute this, wrestle with them, and get on. Hallelujah.
Praise Glory
God.
To God.
Like the man of God said, it ain't that man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That man don't want your wife. That woman don't want your husband. Hallelujah. But that demon wants to disrupt what's going on in your house.
Come on.
Come on, Elder. Come on,
come
Elder.
On.
Hanging up, praise God. Hallelujah. That is the end. We need to recognize it. You know one reason why the winner of a wrestling match is the winner? Because they knew the opponent's moves.
Come on.
And when I know your moves, all I got to do is wait. I got to play defense. Once you move, all I do is counter. Hallelujah. Once
yeah.
I get you down, praise God. We
come on.
The enemy attack.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Over no toilet paper. That's the enemy attacking, praise God. They've been attacking all the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise
thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah. Amen. But that demon still recognize who you are. They just trying you.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Come on.
I want, because the demons sometimes wonder, do they know who they are? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't think they know. Glory to God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Watch out for those people that brown nose you. Oh, let me say it the way the Lord telling it to me. He said, remember when I got off the boat, the man ran up and started worshiping me. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Remember when Paul was walking, that woman saw him and just ran up and said, oh, these are men of God. Hallelujah. And started worshiping them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Everybody that worship you, amen, ain't worshiping you under the Holy Ghost.
Wow.
My wife said it one time when she was teaching, praise God, demons go to church.
Yeah, they do.
They ain't stop worshiping God. Because they're trying to find a way back in. Hallelujah. That's why he hates you so much. That's why these demons hate us so much, because we mess up and we repent and God takes us.
I'm going to put your actions. Yes, Lord.
Hey, like the man of God, and I'm trying to move forward, but the Lord downloads so much right now. He said, like the man of God told y'all earlier, it's in the church. It's in the watch this. If I play for the Rams were the Super Bowl champions, praise God. If I play for the Rams, but then I violate some NFL policy and I get kicked out, praise God, hallelujah. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go coach high school football. What are you talking about? If I got kicked out of heaven, what do I know better than the word? Glory to God, hallelujah. And I get kicked out of the earth, survive. I know. I'll go preach in the church. I know the word. I may not live it. I may not follow it, but I know it, and I'll get in there and teach it, and I'll act like I'm a man of God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. How you think these keep demons cast? These demons ain't cast. I thought you cast the demon out. Why is this person still evil? Hallelujah. Because the demon don't cast the demon. I'm just telling, hey, chill out for a minute till we get out of service. But when you get back home, you can go ahead and get buck wild again. Glory to God. Wait, matter of fact, give it a couple of days. Hallelujah, because I want them to come back this Sunday because we need some more money in the offering place.
Come on.
These demons are everywhere. Hallelujah. That person at your job, they don't dislike you because you're cute. Because you handsome, or because you so smart, they see the God in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
He said, I can't lie. You don't hide a light under the bed. If you put a light under the bed, you still going to see it. Hallelujah. You got to go and say, what's that light under the bed? Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's all the way under the bed, but it illuminates. From a mile away, and he hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But thank God we got the power over him.
Thank you, Lord.
We got over him. Hallelujah.
Mm.
What to do, devil?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Walk into that bank and tell that devil, give me a loan.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God today.
Yeah. Thank you.
I want to give God praise for the power over the enemy.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God today. Let's praise the man of God, Father God, in the name of
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Today, we thank you for the message that you have given him.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. That we wrestle not against the person, but against the bad places. Lord, we thank you. Thank you tonight. Because lack of knowledge, your people perish. But you have given the knowledge on today. Bless us to you on a basis. Hallelujah, Lord. Let us do like the strong say and walk it out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Up to you right now. Replenish him. Put out unto your people. Bless him, his wife, and his children. Hallelujah. Bless his offsprings.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Generational blessings. Lord, we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Generational curses. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Power over the enemy. Glory to God. We are his commander in chief. He has no power over us. He has the
duty. Yes, Lord.
He has the flee when we tell him to flee. Hallelujah. And he has the go.
Yes, he does.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hey, shakaradadaboshe. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
We got the power. Hallelujah.
God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let your attitude that is in Christ Jesus be also. I want to have Christ. Christ was a word. Oh, Lord. He was just reminding me when I came off the mountain.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I wasn't concerned about casting out the demon. I was concerned that the disciples couldn't cast out the demon. Hallelujah. My attitude was, watch this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what you ought to tell them. Watch this. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the name, hallelujah. We thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. We thank God today for the power. Praise God. Amen. We want to remind everybody Monday through Friday morning, hour. Hallelujah. Coming at you 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Midwest, hallelujah, Central time will be 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Make sure y'all join us. Praise God for that. Amen. Live. The number is in the information boxes on your screens. Praise God. And we invite you to join us and praise the Lord and hear a word from God with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you want to send us information, hallelujah, or contact the ministry, that information is also, hallelujah, in the content box. Praise God. We encourage you, amen, to contact either one of us. Amen. You can email us, call us. Praise God. Amen. We welcome, hallelujah, amen, your interaction. Praise God. And we want to thank God for you joining us on today. We truly hope that you are blessed. Hallelujah, with this word on today. We truly hope that your perspective has changed on what you are resting on.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God on today. I'm going to answer the man of God. So don't forget about praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to join you in the morning, man of God, for morning glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Worldwide fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to set my alarm, and hopefully if God say the same, the anointed truth of Christ will be stopping in the morning. Praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glorify me,
hey.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to him at this time, amen, so he can give his final announcements and go ahead and pray us out on today. Praise.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless you. Bless you, you and your first lady. Amen. Bless you all. Amen. God is awesome. Amen. I hope y'all got what the Lord was saying this morning. Amen. One more little nugget I want to throw in there. In Mark 5, amen, when the Lord delivered that man that had 12,000 demons in him, and he asked him his name, chief one. He said, what is your name? He said, my name is Legion.
Yes.
For we are many. The word religion has legion in it. And notice that the demons didn't die. They went back into hell. Come on here, somebody. Because they were trying to live inside of a man. And they said, well, we can't live inside of a man. We need to devise a system that will allow us to exist forever. Now, if you listen at the word religion, all that is legion reestablishing himself. Religion, legion. Re means again. So when they begged the Lord to let them go into the swine, into the hogs, what do we call the police? Uh-huh. So the demons didn't die. They revised what? A system. They said, now we can't be cast out now because we got our own system. Religion. I want you to listen to the word denomination. Demon nation. Denomination. Demon nation.
Yeah.
So when we ask somebody, what denomination, what demon nation are you from? Because up in heaven, Yahshua don't have no denomination, no demon nations. He don't have no demon nations up there. We only got that down here. Come on here, somebody. So even a non-demon nation, non-denomination, you still a demon because you worshiping what? Something. You plugged into the system some kind of way.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So religion is many demon nations composed into one. That's just a little food for thought.
Amen.
People around here trying to brag about what denomination. No, you hooked up to a demon nation. Why? Because of what Mark 5. When he cast them out, they went and threw themselves in the lake and they drowned, right?
Amen.
But it never talked about them dying. They just went back into hell. And the pigs went crazy mentally because they were not able to contain all the demons that was in them. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
And we eating every side of the pig, every side of the hog, not realizing that Yahshua expelled the demons into them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to talk about that again. Glory to God. Somebody give God praise for that.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Go over in Mark 5 and read it. Couldn't nobody hold him down because he stayed at the gravesite because he was dead inside. Come on here, somebody. Mentally, because no one could bring deliverance to his mind until he came into Yahshua. When Yahshua talked with him, he delivered him mentally. And the demons was like, okay, Lord, don't send us back to hell yet. Let us go into the pigs and torment them mentally. Come on here, somebody. And so that's when they ran off the cliff and committed suicide. Come on here, somebody. But Legion didn't die. So all of these different denominations, oh, I'm a Baptist, oh, I'm an apostolic, oh, I'm a Church of God in Christ. Amen. You don't know who you are yet, huh? Because you affiliate with a demon nation, denomination, through religion, Legion has control over demon nations. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, I thank the Lord, neighbor, for him setting me free. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you thankful that you don't belong to no denomination? Come on here, somebody. Can't nobody put you in no box. Can't nobody tell you what you can and cannot do. Amen. For the Lord, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise on this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And I want to encourage everybody, amen. This is the best time to plant. This is the best time to sow. Amen. Obey God with your finances, because in a minute, the only thing that's going to be open is going to be the heavenly account. Come on here, somebody. And if you don't have an account that's connected to heaven, this world system is going to shut down soon. Amen. Because God is getting ready to judge America. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. She's on borrowed time. She's on borrowed time. Amen. So we thank God this morning and we give God praise. Are there any questions before I close out? If there are none, Father, we thank you and we give you praise for what our ears have heard, for what our spiritual eyes have seen, for what our spiritual heart now understands. We thank you, Father, for speaking to us and giving us clarity, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the wrestling match in our mind, Lord God, we thank you for victory in our mind. We thank you, Lord, that we realized that we had to give our mind to you in order to have a peace of mind. With that up, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that our mind now belongs to you. Thank you for a new attitude. Thank you for a new mindset, Lord God. Thank you for victory over the enemy. We give you praise and glory and honor and adoration. We thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Lord, we bind any backlash, Lord, that the enemy may be trying to plot or scheme. We thank you, Lord. We bind any spirit of retaliation that the enemy may be trying to plot or scheme. We thank you, Father, for victory over him. And we command the devil to get up under our feet where he belongs. We thank you, Father, for all things. And we give you praise and glory. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank
hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey, somebody bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Turn it back in with the hands of our dear elder. Amen. Elder Andre Prevost, the prince. Of preachers, amen, glory to God. My brother, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Now in
amen.
Your hands, Elder.
Bless you, my brother, amen. We thank God for the apostle on today, amen. And First Lady of Korea, amen, praise God, hallelujah. And on behalf of my First Lady and myself, we love each and every one of y'all. And we invite y'all to come back again next week and come visit us every night. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God and be blessed with a word from the Lord. Everybody go with God. Amen. Be blessed and don't forget to say your prayers. and just see what God can manifest in your life on today. Have a blessed day. Go with God. And we're going to see you
Book
next
of Revelation,
time.
Chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach up. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution. What you see?
Come on. beside me. Hold my hand in a valley. Lock a knife on me. Don't know where I will be.
Oh, chill.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, I love him.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love.
Beside still waters, he restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. To do is hurt me.
after me if you're struggling with your past and faith. Let the Lord know. Just say, oh. He wants to restore your soul. Just say,
deliver me.
Say, it's my people who are called by my name. Humble themselves and pray.
Deliver me.
My faith. Turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Believe.